Thank you so much. Aldersgate Chorale and our youth bells and our Allegro ringers and all the worship leaders, and including our director, Ivan, and our organist, David, and our also bell choir director, Gayla. Let's give our big hands. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. The famous English preacher Charles Spurgeon, in training young pastors, said to his student, he said, "When you talk about heaven, let your face light up with a heavenly glory. When you tell about hell, your everyday face will do." Is it true? Check your next person sitting next to you. How about turn to your next person and say, "Merry Christmas." Yeah, yeah. Good. Fist bumps, you know. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Why is it that many Christians, or some Christians, if not some, do not seem to have joy in their lives? In order to answer to this question, we need to have a primary question. What is joy, anyhow? In the Greek, the most common word for joy is chara. It means joy, delight, and gladness. It is closely related to charis, meaning grace, and charisma, gift. So we can see a special relationship between joy and gift. Everything good in this life is from God. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light." What is the greatest gift of all? Jesus. Jesus Christ is the most wonderful gift we ever received. From this precious gift, our joy springs forth. At the time, Martin Luther was having his Bible printed in Germany, a printer's daughter encountered God's love. No one had told her about Jesus. Toward God, she felt no emotion but fear. One day, she gathered pieces of fallen scripture from the floor. On one paper, she found the words, "For God so loved the world that he gave ... The rest of the verse had not yet been printed. Still, what she saw was enough to move her. The thought that God would give anything moved her from fear to joy. Her mother noticed the change of attitude. When asked the cause of her happiness, the daughter produced the crumbled piece of the partial verse from her pocket. The mother read it and asked, "What did he give?" The child was perplexed for a moment, then answered, "I don't know, but if he loved us well enough to give us anything, we should not be afraid of him." God gave you and me his only son. Why? Because God loves you with his unfailing love. Remember when the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds That was an amazing skit, presentation by children this morning. Remember when the angel of the Lord, this angel said in Luke 2:10, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." Yes, Jesus is the great joy for all the people, including you, everybody, and me as well. You know, today is the third Sunday of Advent, and we have lit the third candle of joy. Jesus is our joy. Even though we have nothing, we can be happy because we have Jesus. This is the secret of Christian joy. Joy to the world. Yes, joy to fill in the blank. Joy to J.T. Kim and fill in the blank. Joy to your name. See? One more time. Joy to? Yes, absolutely. In John 15:11, Jesus says, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Wow. With Jesus, our fears and our tears can turn into joy. Remember what Apostle Paul is proclaiming in 1 Thessalonians. Please note that the verses 16, 17, 18 are one sentence. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice, praying, and give thanks are all connected, and this is the will of God for us. Things can happen in our lives. Good things and bad things. We experience tragedies and sorrows. We go through hardships and troubles. We become disappointed and we cry out. And sometimes we blame God for all these bad things. Why me? Why me? Right? That's exactly what I had experienced when my father passed away. My father was a pastor, and he passed away when I was in high school. He was only 46. I was so upset, confused, frustrated. I was thinking, how could the loving God allow this horrible thing to happen to me, to my family? But at that time, I was young and I was immature. It took me a long time to realize that we are all in God's hands. There are so many things happening beyond our control or our expectations. In that case, we must choose to be grateful. We must choose to move on, no matter what. 4 years ago, in December, when my sister died suddenly, it was obviously a family tragedy. She died at the age of 55, only 55, life cut short. So sad. Losing a loved one is a sad and traumatic experience in one's life. I was grieving the whole week at the time. However, when the service was done, I was able to choose joy over tears. I chose to be grateful. Even though her life was short, her life was meaningful and fruitful. I gave thanks to God for my sister for the past over 50-some years, and I chose to move on my life. I decide to love my family more, to love my church family members more, because I didn't know how long my life would be. I decide to be extra nice to my wife, my daughters, and everyone in my life. Yeah, that's my family. with my son-in-law too. You know, sometimes bad things can happen to good people beyond our control and our comprehension. It's not because of your wrongdoing or sins. It's not God's punishment. Bad things can happen just as good things can happen. It's just part of life reality. It's not necessarily God's will or God's plan. God's will for you and for me is simple. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in John 16:20, Jesus tells his disciples before his death, he said, "I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy." Our tears can turn into joy because of Jesus, the greatest gift from God. The most amazing gift. The best gift. One more important thing is that joy must be shared in order to be multiplied. A man came to the pastor one time and said, "Pastor, I don't know what's wrong with my life, but that first Christian joy I knew has passed by. I still live a moral life. I go to church. But how can I recover the lost radiance of my faith?" His pastor said, "This is what you should do. Go to the store and buy a big basketful of groceries and go to an address of a poor family I will give you. Then when you have given your gift, you sit down with them to find out what they need. Let them know that you are interested in them and that you are their friend. Then lead them in the Lord's Prayer before you leave, and the radiance will come back to you." Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." This morning, when the Advent candle of joy was lit, our littlest, Becky, read Isaiah 35:10, "As the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Isaiah 35 is a key transitional chapter in Isaiah of hopeful and transformative world for us during Advent. For the life of the Israelites, the prophet Isaiah shows an awesome vision of God's people. Everything changes from judgment to hope, from despair to dreaming new dreams, from destruction to new life, from tears into joy. How can this be possible? Where does this hope and joy come from? It is God who can truly comfort us, gives us hope and joy. As Christians, we find joy through Christ Jesus. Many of you have heard that JOY, J-O-Y, is an acronym for teaching you how you can have joy despite of your circumstances. J, Jesus first. O, others second. And then Y, you last. In this way, your joy is guaranteed. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in this season of Advent and Christmas, may you be filled with full of joy that is from our coming Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, who is the great joy for all the people. Thanks be to God. Amen.